We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Good morning, White Sox fans. This is the Sox Machine White Sox wake-up call for Wednesday, May 31st, 2023. I'm Josh Nelson. A day after their heartfelt story of the season, with Liam Hendricks returning, the Chicago White Sox desperately needed a win after dropping four of their last five games. After one of his worst starts of the season against Detroit, White Sox starting pitcher Lucas Giolito was looking to bounce back at home against Los Angeles Angels. The way this game started foreshadowed doomed for Lucas Giolito, as he allowed a leadoff home run to Taylor Ward in the first inning. And then in the fourth inning, Giolito allowed a big blast to Shohei Ohtani, his 13th of the season, that traveled into the center field shrubbery, and the Angels extended their lead to 3-1 after that shot. However, it wasn't all doom for the Chicago White Sox. As we talked about on Monday's podcast, the Chicago White Sox just have a way of generating big innings, despite the offense sometimes disappearing for multiple innings at a time. In the bottom of that fourth inning, down 3-1, Luis Robert Jr. doubled and advanced to third base when Eloy Jimenez's flare to left field fell just over the Angels shortstop Zach Neto's glove. With runners on the corners, Yoan Moncada walked, so now you got the bases loaded with no outs. I know what you're thinking. The White Sox are awful in these situations, but here was Andrew Vaughn at the plate, a below 500 OPS hitter when there are no runners on, but an OPS well over 1,000 when there are runners on. The White Sox got their later version of Vaughn as he split the gap between left and center field to clear the bases with a 3-RBI double. Vaughn would later score off of Romy Gonzalez's opposite field double to make it 5-3. Gonzalez would later steal third base, but on the throw to the bag, it was misplayed and it traveled into left field, which allowed Romy to score, making it 6-3. Gonzalez stayed hot by hitting another home run this past week, his third of the season, to make it 7-3. The offensive support greatly helped Giolito, as he was fine last night. He went five innings, allowed four hits, three earned runs, walked two, struck out five, and he gave up the two home runs. His season ERA grows up to 4.08 on the season. Out of the 97 pitches thrown by Giolito, he threw 40 sliders. Taking a note, I guess, from the Dylan Cease playbook, as we haven't seen that from Giolito at all, as he threw just 32 four-seamers and 25 changeups. The Angels swung at Giolito's slider 18 times and whiffed 11 out of those 18, which is a fantastic ratio. The max velocity on the fastball for Giolito was 94.5 miles per hour, and he averaged 93.2 miles per hour for the night. Out of the 32 fastballs, 78% were in the strike zone, which is a much better ratio than his last outing. Again, the two home runs hurt Giolito, but he ultimately came out ahead. Ronaldo Lopez was next out of the bullpen, and manager Pedro Grifol pushed Lopez to cover two innings. Lopez excelled in doing so, as he went two scoreless without allowing a hit or a walk, struck out four batters. If the new hierarchy of relievers is Joe Kelly, Kendall Graveman, Keenan Middleton, and Gregory Santos, then I like the idea of trying Lopez for multiple innings, more so than giving Garrett Crochet that shot. Aaron Bummer went 2/3 scoreless innings to give himself a chance to lower his season or ERA, which is now down to 7.71. Kendall Graveman got the last inning and a third to finish up the game. Offensively, after calling out Andrew Vaughn on Monday's show, he's responded by going 4-for-6 in two games with a walk, a home run, and four RBIs. This is the production the White Sox need from Vaughn and what he needs to do to help himself. He attempted a stolen base with a pitch in the dirt, and man, that play wasn't close at all. The ball beat Vaughn to the bag as he was attempting his slide. So power's on Vaughn's side. Speed is definitely not. We needed to see Luis Robert Jr. come alive, and he had a good night offensively, going 3-for-4 with two doubles. Jake Berger also went 3-for-4. Eloy Jimenez continues his hitting streak to 11 games as he went 1-for-3 with a sacrifice fly. Roby Gonzalez went 2-for-4 with two RBIs at a stolen base. Is this just a hot streak, or is there more here from Gonzalez? Let's wait a bit longer to find out. Tim Anderson was 0-for-4 as his season OPS now drops below 600 for the season. The 7-3 victory pushes the White Sox to 23-34 on the season. They are now 11-23 against teams outside of the American League Central.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Quick turnaround for the White Sox as first pitches at 1:10 p.m. Central Time. Watch the weather reports as there is a 50% chance of rain with scattered thunderstorms coming into the area. If the rain holds off, it should be another warm game for the White Sox with the temperatures in the high 80s. Lance Lynn will be on the mound for the White Sox against the Angels righty Jaime Barrera. Lynn is 4-5 on the season with a 5.83 ERA as he tries to lower that against the Angels lineup. Shohei Ohtani is 8-for-18 in his career against Lynn, so watch that matchup. White Sox hitters don't have a lot of experience against Barrera, who is carrying an impressive 1.55 ERA. This will be Barrera's second start of the season. He pitches mostly out of the bullpen, but in his previous start, he pitched 5 scoreless innings against Boston back on May 22nd. You can watch the game on NBC Sports Chicago or listen on the radio at ESPN 1000 AM. Down on the farm, it was a good night for the White Sox affiliates as they swept in Charlotte. The Knights, thanks to a good outing from Sean Burke, beat the Nashville Sounds 4-2. Burke went 5 innings, allowed 2 hits, 1 earned run, walked 4, struck out 8 on 84 pitches, throwing 55 strikes. Adam Haseley hit a double on his way to a 2-for-5 night. Oscar Colas went 2-for-4 with an RBI, and Eric Gonzalez, who was played shortstop, went 3-for-4 with 2 RBIs. The Knights as a team walked 5 times to just 4 strikeouts, and they get back to 500. They are now 26-26. The Birmingham Barons have one of the worst offenses in the Southern League, but they scored 8 runs in the 3rd inning to beat Mississippi 10-6. Chris Shaw, Xavier Fernandez, and Tyler Nisloni all hit home runs for the Barons. Nisloni and Fernandez both drove in 3 RBIs for the game. Brian Ramos, making his first start in AA after suffering a core injury, went 0-for-4 with a walk and 2 strikeouts. The Barons starting pitcher Chase Oleski went 5-8, allowed 6 hits, 2 earned runs, walked none, and struck out 5. His season ERA is 2.79. Winston-Salem was down 2-1 heading into the 6th inning, but scored 2 runs in the 6th, seventh, and eighth innings to beat Greensboro 7-5. Dash leadoff hitter Terrell Tatum went 2-for-3 with two walks. Wes Kath hit two doubles and had two RBIs. Wilfred Varas hit his 20th double of the season to go 1-for-3 with an RBI, two walks. And give it up for Jared Kelly. In relief, Kelly went three scoreless innings, not allowing a hit and walked just one batter, but he did strike out six. His season ERA is at 8.31, but hopefully this appearance helps turn the tide. The Dash are 26-18. News around Major League Baseball. The San Diego Padres TV issues are now real as the Diamond Sports Group failed to pay the team for broadcast rights. Last night was to mark the end of the San Diego Padres broadcast on Bally Sports, and it's expected that Major League Baseball will take control of the broadcast. Through the rest of this week, Major League Baseball will be airing Padres games for free on MLB.tv, and then in-market fans in San Diego could pay a lesser rate, according to ESPN's Eldon Gonzalez. Add in that Jerry Reinsdorf has decided to make a move in having his media arm, Silver Chalice, buy the majority stakes in Stadium. And folks, Major League Baseball teams are already planning on changing up the TV distribution model after the 2024 season. As they say in television, stay tuned. Scores around Major League Baseball. The Chicago Cubs have more wins against Tampa Bay than the White Sox, as they won back-to-back low-scoring affairs. Last night, beating Tampa Bay 2-1, the Cubs gave Shane McClanahan his first loss of the season. The New York Mets blanked the Philadelphia Phillies 2-0, as the Phillies only had two hits on the day. The Boston Red Sox late comeback fell short. They were down 9-3 in the ninth inning, but they only scored five runs against Cincinnati in that frame and end up losing 9-8. The Toronto Blue Jays scored seven runs in the first three innings against Milwaukee, and that was enough to beat the Brewers by a final score of 7-2. Someone break up the Oakland A's. They've won back-to-back games against the Atlanta Braves, winning this time 2-1. San Diego and Miami were tied going into the ninth inning, but the Padres scored five runs in that frame to win 9-4. Scores around the American League Central. No comeback this time for Minnesota as the Houston Astros do their job, winning 5-1. The Texas Rangers clobbered the Detroit Tigers 10-6. Baltimore jumped all over Cal Quantrill early, scoring seven runs in the first two innings and beat Cleveland by a final score of 8-5. St. Louis edged the Kansas City Royals 2-1, which means the White Sox were the only American League Central team who won last night. Your updated American League Central standings: Minnesota currently leads at 28-27. Detroit's two games back, they're 25-28. Cleveland is 3.5 games back at 24-30. The White Sox still in fourth place, inch closer. They're six games back of the Minnesota Twins at 23-34. And there are the Kansas City Royals in last place with a 17-39 record. They are 11.5 games back of Minnesota in first place. If the Astros could beat the Twins today, that means entering June, no team in the American League Central would have a winning record. That will do it for this White Sox wake-up call. You can follow us on Twitter. We're at Sox Machine. You can also follow me on Twitter at SoxMachine_Josh. Subscribe to the Sox Machine podcast wherever you listen to podcasts such as Spotify and Apple Music. We also upload podcast episodes into our YouTube channel, which please subscribe to at youtube.com/SoxMachine. If you enjoy our work and want more, subscribe to our Patreon to receive exclusive content, ad-free versions of the website and podcasts, and also new Sox Machine swag in the Sox Machine store. Monthly plans start at $2, or you can save with an annual subscription. Again, sign up at patreon.com/SoxMachine. White Sox Wake Up Call is a production of SoxMachine.com, your home for all things Chicago White Sox baseball and part of the Blue Wire Podcast Network. I'm Josh Nelson. Thanks for listening.